This week, Republican Governor Phil Scott will appoint the next chairperson of the board that approves or denies energy projects in Vermont. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Scott says that person will share his opposition to mountaintop wind development.
Phil Scott has long been a vocal critic of ridgeline wind development. During his gubernatorial campaign last year, he called for a temporary ban on the installation of utility-scale wind turbines on Vermont mountains. Over the past couple of weeks, Scott has been interviewing candidates to replace the outgoing chairman of the Vermont Public Service Board. Scott says he's taken the pulse of each on one question in particular.
Well, I'm asking for their views on ridgeline development.
The quasi-judicial board is a powerful entity. The three-person panel gets to decide which energy projects go forward and which projects are rejected. And Scott says all of the candidates he's interviewed share his aversion to mountaintop wind energy.
I haven't found anybody that necessarily disagrees with me on that. I'm just sensing that from what I've heard that they'd like to protect the scenic beauty of Vermont and protect its ridgelines.
Ben Walsh is the director of the Climate and Energy Program at the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, an organization that has lobbied heavily in favor of more wind energy.
If the governor was looking at this as a litmus test and he's only open to candidates that oppose wind, that would be quite concerning.
While perhaps not a litmus test, Scott says candidates' positions on wind have figured into his selection.
I would say it's not a major factor, but it certainly plays into my choice.
Wind has become a controversial flashpoint in the renewable energy debate in Vermont. Critics say the turbines can mar scenic vistas and compromise high-elevation wildlife habitats. They also say that noise from turbine blades impacts quality of life for neighbors within earshot. Proponents say wind offers an emission-free alternative to fossil fuels, and they say Vermont will be hard-pressed to meet its goal of 90% renewable energy by the year 2050 without significant new wind energy development. Walsh says it's critical that the next chairperson of the Public Service Board not allow their personal views to color their professional judgment.
The board, just like a judge and jury, is supposed to be impartial. They're supposed to look at the science and the legal record, and certainly that's what we would expect from any future board chair.
The future of wind in Vermont may hinge less on the composition of the board than the new sound standards that wind energy developers will have to meet. The proposed standards are considerably lower than existing rules allow for, and wind energy proponents, like Walsh, say they'd effectively give Scott the wind moratorium he's been looking for.
And frankly, yeah, this would take wind off the table as a meaningful resource.
Scott shares Walsh's assessment of the impact of those standards, but he says that's precisely why he supports them.
I think it will help a great deal. I think we'll have less industrial wind on our ridgelines.
Scott says he'll announce his choice for the Public Service Board chairperson this week. VPIRG and other renewable energy advocacy groups will be asking that newly constituted board to adopt more permissive decibel limits for future wind projects. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.